Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. During May, we're focusing on the church. Not just one congregation or denomination, but the church as described in Scripture. Scripture defines the church as all people who believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior. So if you, as Romans 10 verse 9 tells us, believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and that Jesus died for your sins and rose from the dead, you're a member of God's church, along with every brother and sister who believes in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Last week on Confirmation Sunday, we talked about how the church loves God's Word. In fact, we can recognize the church because it is gathered around God's Word, both the written Word and the visible Word, which are the sacraments. But the church is more than just a bunch of students of God's Word. We are a family. In fact, we are the family of God. Let me share with you today why we are the family of God and what that means for our lives. The church is adopted by God, loved by God, and blessed by God. Number one, the church is adopted by God. Galatians 3, 26 and 27, for in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith, for as many of you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In the waters of baptism, God adopts us into his family. We don't choose God, God chooses us. Jesus said, you didn't choose me, I chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. It is God's family and God decides who is going to be a part of it. In baptism, it is you and I who are adopted by God into his family. Now, in adoption, children don't decide to become part of a family. Children don't adopt their parents. Parents adopt children. Children don't fill out paperwork. Children don't pay the fees. Children don't pay all the expenses. It's the parents who will incur all the expense. They are the ones who will provide for their children, pay for the food, the clothing, the shoes, the shelter, and everything else that the child will need. The children receive all these blessings from their parents free of charge. In the same way, in baptism, God is the perfect parent, our gracious Heavenly Father, who does all the work, and it is we who receive all the blessings. Titus 3:5 says, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Notice in Titus 3:5, what it is we do. Notice our part in this. Oh yeah, nothing. There is nothing. All right, God does it all. We don't save ourselves. God saves us. He does the work. He sent his son Jesus to save us, not because we're good people, but because of his mercy, purely out of divine fatherly goodness and mercy. Not because we're nice, not because we're lovable, not because we're perfect, purely out of his mercy. He saves us out of mercy, and then he gets to the means by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit. That's a means. We're calling it a means of grace. Baptism is a means of grace. There are three means of grace listed in the Bible: the Bible itself, Holy Communion, and Holy Baptism. The means of grace are God's Word and the sacraments. It is a means by which God communicates his grace to us, by which he creates and strengthens our faith in Jesus Christ. Notice, when it comes to becoming part of God's family, our role is purely passive. God's doing all the heavy lifting. God's doing all the work. Not 80% of the work, not 90% of the work. 100% of the work is done by God, which is why we call it grace, which is a gift. We're saved by grace, not by works. Baptism is not our work. It is God's fatherly divine mercy and grace being poured out on us. And in baptism, God pours out his blessings, forgiveness of sins, the Holy Spirit, and everlasting life. Not by works, purely by grace. Why are you and I members of God's family? Because God made us part of his family. Because God adopted us in the waters of holy baptism. Number one, we're adopted by God. Number two, we are loved by God. 1 John 3:1, see what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. And so we are. God adopts us into his family. He's our Father, we're his children, but what kind of Father is God? Well, John makes it clear. He is our loving, kind, and merciful Father. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. Today is Mother's Day, a day in which our country rightly celebrates the work and sacrifices that mothers make. It's right that we do such a thing, because without our mothers, frankly, none of us would be here, right? Not one of us. And of course, honoring your mother is an actual commandment. It made God's top 10 list. It's number 4, right? The fourth commandment. Honor your father and your mother. Proverbs 31, our Old Testament reading today, is a great reminder of why we honor mothers. It's a great list of all the incredible work they do. They work hard for their family. They make sure the needs of their family are met. They stay up late, get up early. Mothers are full of leadership. They're good decision makers. They have strength. It's all there in Proverbs 31. Why do mothers do all of that? Purely out of love. We can see a mother's love through what they do, through their loving actions. The same is true of God, our loving Heavenly Father. God tells us, of course, over and over again in His Word that He loves us, and that's important. We need to hear that over and over again. The words are important, but He doesn't just tell us He loves us. He shows us. Romans 5:8, God demonstrates His own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. If we want to know whether or not God loves us, we look at the cross of Jesus Christ, and it is there that we see the love of God, His sacrificial, forgiving love, in which all our sins are wiped out through the death of Jesus Christ. We are members of God's family, loved by God, loved with that perfect love that comes through the cross of Christ. And now, as sons and daughters of God, we want to reflect God's love in our own lives. Galatians 6:10, so then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. One of the great joys of being a parent is when you see your kids getting along. Sometimes it's a rare occasion, but it always thrills you. It's even better when they don't just get along, but when they actually love each other, when they go out of their way for each other, when they actually care for one another and sacrifice for one another and forgive one another. That brings joy to a parent's heart, and it is the same with God. It gives joy to our Father's heart when He sees us as brothers and sisters, members of the same heavenly family, who are coming to the same table today, the Lord's Supper. It gives Him great joy when He sees us, His children, loving each other the same way He loves us, forgiving each other the same way He forgives us, serving one another the same way He serves us. One of the ways we can love God is by loving other people, and especially our brothers and sisters in Christ, those who are the household of faith. So, we are adopted by God, we are loved by God, and we are, number 3, blessed by God. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. The church is God's family. We're adopted by God and loved by God. God wants to bless us. The goal of any parent is to bless their children. Proverbs 31 says about the woman of noble character, their children rise up and call her blessed. Parents can be a tremendous blessing, maybe the greatest blessing in a child's life. But no one has ever blessed us as much as our Heavenly Father has blessed us. He blesses us physically, of course. He meets all of our needs, food and drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, work, family, everything we need for this body and life. He gives us our daily bread and many of our, not just our needs, but our wants as well. And most of us have been blessed by the Lord with far more than what we need. It's garage sale season, right? Just look at how much stuff people are ready, anxiously, to practically give away on their driveways this time of year. Things that they thought were great, things that they paid a lot of money for, they now practically give it away. They've been so blessed. They don't have enough room for all the blessings that they've received from the Lord. But as great as our physical blessings are, they are dwarfed by the spiritual blessings we have in Christ. Paul in Ephesians puts it so beautifully. Notice in the verse he mentions the word blessed three times. Blessed be God the Father who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He can't get the word blessing in there enough. God gives us every spiritual blessing in Christ. His forgiveness, his life, his salvation, his love, his joy, his peace, his spirit, his presence, and his protection. And much more besides, more than we can think of. Every spiritual blessing in Christ is ours. I don't think we can ever thank God enough for all his spiritual blessings. And I don't think we can ever think enough about how much God has blessed us. The more we thank God, the more we realize how blessed we are, the more joy we will have in our life. God blesses us not because he has to, but because he wants to. Because you are his son, because you are his daughter, and he loves you. And he wants to bless you with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In fact, we close every service with a special blessing from the Lord. Number 624, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Number 624 to 26. Notice, first of all, this is a Trinitarian blessing. The name of the Lord Yahweh is mentioned three times. That's not an accident. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless and keep you. The Lord bless and keep you. That to keep you means to preserve you and protect you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. I love this picture because God, you know, when a person sees their loved one or their good friend or a son or daughter that they haven't seen for a while, their face lights up. They smile and their face radiates joy. That's the Lord's face when he sees you. His face lights up. He is filled with joy. The Lord be gracious to you. That's obviously referring to the fact that God forgives all our sins. He is loving and gracious. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Notice the face of God is always towards you, not with judgment, but with grace and with blessing. He loves to see you. And finally, he grants us his peace. Freedom from fear, freedom from anxiety, freedom from punishment. The perfect peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.